1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Senate's expected to vote tomorrow for the second time in 3 months on a border security measure. It was negotiated by a group of senators, including Oklahoma Republican James Lankford, who now plans to vote no.
No one really seems to want to have serious conversation on it. At some point, we've got to be able to do the basics of what we can do. It's going to be a slimmed down bill. Whatever we can do, it'll be something slimmed down on the essentials. But no one seems to want to sit down and really be able to work it out right now.
Republicans blocked the bill the first time at the direction of former President Trump. New York City is enforcing a new rule which limits some adult asylum seekers to a month in a shelter before they must find a bed on their own. Officials say 4 people died, at least 35 were hurt in a tornado that devastated Greenfield, Iowa. The minutes of the Fed's latest meeting revealed officials think it'll take longer than previously thought for inflation to cool enough to reduce a key interest rate. This is ABC News. Hunter Biden's tax trial is officially postponed until September.
A federal judge here in L.A. is granting a motion from Hunter Biden's legal team to move his trial from June to September, giving his attorneys more time to prepare. His lawyers argued Biden's June 3rd trial in Delaware on gun charges would make a June 20th tax trial in L.A. tough to handle. The move to September raises a likelihood a jury could be deliberating whether to convict the president's son in the waning weeks of the 2024 election. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Grand Teton National Park officials say a grizzly bear that attacked a hiker won't be captured or killed because it may have been trying to protect a cub. During the mauling, officials say the bear accidentally bit into a can of repellent. The man pretended to be dead and was eventually hospitalized. The city of Oakland is selling its share of the Oakland Coliseum to a local black development group for at least $105 million. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you can't find the information you need, what do you do? An Appleton woman wanted to kayak around Door County, but Bab Smith found she had to write a book about it first.
It's really hard to find information on where you can land that's public. I said, somebody should write a book about this.
Smith now has 2 books with more on the way, including a peek into some of the incredible shipwrecks found between Sturgeon Bay and Chicago.
I kept calling the Wisconsin Archaeology Department and saying, I need more information about this shipwreck or that shipwreck. And she said, how are you looking at these? And I said, by kayak. She goes, wow, we never thought of that.
Every story starts with a kayak trip.
Silly things, everything dumb that we did, don't do it. You know, we put it in there.
Find her books at Amazon and other online stores and let her help you enjoy kayaking Northeast Wisconsin this summer. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
A win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Christian Yelich with a dramatic triple in the 8th to drive in the go-ahead runs led to a Brewers 7-5 victory last night over the Marlins. Pat Murphy says don't forget about the performance of their 2 rookie pitchers, Robert Gasser to start and Tobias Myers to get the W.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That helped us immensely. But the Marlins getting back in it is what hurts us. Tobias Myers, he got 2 rookies throwing 7 innings. That was big.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay. Some injured players, tight end Tucker Tucker Kraft recovering from a pectoral injury. New running back Josh Jacobs with a hamstring. Wide receiver Christian Watson was asked how he's doing after attending sessions at UW-Madison on overcoming his chronic hamstring issues.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100%, but I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something I'm attacking, you know, with the training staff in the weight room. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly clear skies here in the overnight as our lows dip to the lower to middle 50s, a southwest breeze. On Thursday, sunny skies as highs top out in the mid-70s. Thursday night will be dry. Friday, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms. It's 57 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and Civic Media headquarters. Joining me will be actress Kayla Kelly and from the Capital Times in Madison, entertainment reporter Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about today. It's Wednesday. We have one guest for the day in the third, or maybe second, the second hour of our program. I want to start out with, is Trump America's Tokyo Rose? Also, a new poll that won't show up in the New York Times, I can pretty much guarantee you that. And speaking of polls, Michael Cohen stealing $20,000 from Donald Trump is getting all kinds of coverage. But what he had sought a reimbursement for $50,000 from Redfinch, which they had hired to do something, and he gave them $30,000 and stuck $20,000 in his own pocket. Why was the Trump campaign paying Redfinch in cash? This was a bag of money, number one. And number two, what do they hire Redfinch to do? You will be astonished when I give you the answer. And why isn't this the number one story in the media today? We'll get to that also in the first hour of the program today. In the second hour of our program, our single guest so far for the week, Michael Tomasky, is going to drop by. The New Republic has a new cover story. That's right, American fascism. We'll talk about that. Also, a racist alert. Trump is slamming the Colombian-born judge, Judge Mearshan, in his racist rant. He just this morning said, take a look at where he comes from. Right. And a good news alert, President Biden is moving forward with progressive policies and even going around Congress. And there's a reason for that, and it has to do with Newt Gingrich. I'll tell you all about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, the FBI issues a rare statement to fact check the MAGA representatives and Donald Trump, who are running around with their hair on fire saying that Joe Biden ordered a hit on Donald Trump. Yeah, seriously, this is the number one story right now on right-wing hate media. It's all over Fox so-called news. It's all over right-wing radio. It's they're just foaming at the mouth about this. They are hysterical. And I'll give you the reason why in the third hour of the program. It's really what it demonstrates is how stupid these people are. Or let me rephrase that. How insidious they are and how gullible and stupid their followers are to believe this stuff. Also, geeky science. What causes air turbulence? And is the climate crisis making it worse? We'll get into that. And how significant, in the third hour of our program, how significant is the fact that Spain, Norway, and Ireland all recognized a Palestinian state yesterday? Is this the beginning of something large, or is it like just another milestone along the road? What's going on here? So these are the things we're going to talk about throughout the program today. To start out, my piece over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Is Trump America's New Tokyo Rose? And Tokyo Rose, of course, you recall, was the woman who broadcast during World War II to our troops in the Pacific, telling them that the war is lost and just go on home and Japan is going to win and not, you know, you could save your own life and, you know, stuff like that. And what I'm really talking about here is Citizens United, is this decision to, by five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court to legalize the bribery of themselves and of other politicians. And in his dissent against the Citizens United decision, back in the day, this was in 2010, Justice John Paul Stevens, who was then on the court, wrote, "If taken seriously, our colleague's assumption that the identity of a speaker has no relevance to the government's ability to regulate political speech would lead to some remarkable conclusions. Such an assumption would have accorded the propaganda broadcast to our troops by Tokyo Rose during World War II the same protection as speech by Allied commanders." Well, and that's what's happened. And you know, here, you know, case in point, J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, you know, the maximally rich dude, the Ohio Republican senator, who dresses up his Trump-Putin toadyism in much more elegant and acceptable garb than bleach blonde, bad body, butch, beach pod, bad built, butch body, Marjorie Taylor Greene. By the way, Representative Crockett has now applied for a trademark for that phrase. So I have to acknowledge her whenever I use it. But anyhow, in an article for the elite Financial Times, Mr. Vance recently wrote, Senator Vance, quote, "We owe it to our European partners to be honest. Americans want allies in Europe, not client states, and our generosity in Ukraine is coming to an end. Europeans should regard the conclusion of the war there as an imperative, and Europe should consider how exactly it is going to live with Russia when the war in Ukraine is over." Right. And instead of expressing shock at such a treason weasel statement, Politico ran an article with the headline, "J.D. Vance has a point." Really? Just a week earlier, Vance had tried to convince a bunch of skeptical European diplomats at the Munich Security Conference that the United States, the largest and most powerful military force in the world, in combination with the militaries of all of Europe, all the NATO countries, does not have the ability to produce enough weapons to help Ukraine hold off Putin's Russia having an economy the size of Italy, and right now begging for discounted drones and munitions and missiles from Iran and North Korea. But Vance, you know, came right out and said it at the conference. He said, "The West doesn't have enough munitions to support an indefinite war." Right. It's a safe bet they were popping champagne in the Kremlin when he said that, just like they did, and we know this now for a fact, in 2016 when Donald Trump was elected. You know, after the Russians had invested millions of dollars in a social media effort to get him into the White House. Then Vance goes on Face the Nation, where he, this is nuts. Now, this is the actual dialogue is multiple paragraphs of content, but the White House boiled it down, the Biden campaign boiled it down and put it on Twitter. This was Margaret Brennan, Face the Nation, quote, "Viktor Orban seized control of universities and put them in foundations that were run by his allies. He rewrote the Constitution, he neutered the courts, and he tried to control the media. Is that what you're advocating for in the United States?" J.D. Vance, "I think he's made smart decisions that we could learn from in the United States." Right. Now, what is it that is allowing foreign governments to buy off politicians? Now, I'm not saying that Vance has been bought off by Russia. I'm just saying it sure does look like it. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and, you know, the whole bunch, right? Donald Trump. And, you know, as I said, you know, when Citizens United was passed, John Paul Stevens said, you know, this would give Tokyo Rose the same protections as the Allied commanders. He goes on to say, more pertinently, this is in his dissent, "It would appear to afford the same protection to multinational corporations controlled by foreigners as to individual Americans." And that's what's going on. Now, the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism found that Viktor Orban hired an American lobbying and PR firm. It was started by Florida Republican Congressman Connie Mack IV to promote his image to reporters and politicians in the U.S. He also hired another Republican-aligned lobbying firm to hook up Tucker Carlson with him and Hungary. To date, Orban has spent millions in the United States promoting the idea that democracy is dead, or it's an old idea, or we should get rid of it. And of course, it's not just Orban who's doing this. I mean, you know, China is flooding America right now on TikTok, which is owned by, you know, and run essentially by the Chinese Communist Party. The pro-Trump posts outnumber pro-Biden posts 2-1. And when you look at the likes that they get, and this is a reflection of the algorithm in all probability, the pro-Trump, the Trump hashtag Trump 2024 has gotten 427 million likes since January of last year, whereas Biden has gotten 50 million likes. I mean, this is essentially a campaign. Right now, there's this major corruption scandal sweeping Europe. They have discovered, the European police have discovered in a half a dozen countries, Russians buying European politicians. Now, in the United States, this is legal. This is arguably legal. But in Russia, in Europe, this is a crime. It's called bribery. I mean, we're literally the only developed democracy in the world where buying off politicians is not a crime. And that's because of five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, as I mentioned earlier. But in multiple cases, they had European politicians who were parroting Putin's lines, mostly about Ukraine. In another case, one of them was asked to publish articles, and they did, over their name, over their byline, that were actually written by Russian intelligence operatives. And one European politician even introduced legislation that was written by Russian intelligence operatives. So Alex Findlay wrote a month ago for The New Republic about this. He said it's naive to think the same pattern, and this is the pattern of Russia buying politicians, does not exist in the United States, given the ample evidence of coordinated pro-Russian talking points from several Republican politicians. Just this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke to Steve Bannon about Ukraine's persecution of Christians, which is a Kremlin talking point aimed at boosting the pro-Moscow wing of Ukraine's Orthodox Church. The U.S. should be spending money on the border with Mexico, not on Ukraine aid. That's a Kremlin talking point. Russia invaded Ukraine to defend itself against an expanding NATO. That's a Kremlin talking point. Calls for a ceasefire and give Russia Crimea and eastern Ukraine. That's a Kremlin talking point. Now, we don't know how much money or other, you know, help and influence is flowing to all these Republican politicians, roughly 140 of them in the House of Representatives, a handful of them in the Senate, including apparently J.D. Vance and a few others, certainly Rand Paul, I would say. We just don't know. And the reason we don't know is because Citizens United allows dark money to be invisible. It allows this all to happen without any disclosure. Now, when Thomas and Alito voted for Citizens United, they probably just thought they were not, you know, they were going to prevent the gravy train that they were getting from the billionaires from stopping. You know, hey, yeah, because they were legalizing bribery of Supreme Court justices as well as politicians with Citizens United. But now this has become, you know, a cancer that is eating our society. You know, after Trump took millions from foreign governments when he was in the White House, now you've got Democrats, they're introducing legislation this week to make it illegal for the president to take money from foreign governments. Well, it's already illegal. It's the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution, but they're trying to make it specific. But Citizens United is not just corruption. It's now a national security issue. And we need to overturn this thing. Congress needs to overturn this thing as soon as possible. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking of polls, what was Michael Cohen up to with that $50,000 for Redfinch? What was going on with that? Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dave Elson.
Mayor Schmidt used to have this green jacket that said Mayor Schmidt and used to run the CellCom Marathon training run. And I don't know, he was talking to someone. I don't know how that could happen. And he wasn't paying attention and there was a car coming and he's about to go into traffic. And I reached my arm out in front, right in his chest, and I stopped him. I said, Mayor Schmidt, some people think that jacket's Target.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. All righty. This is a poll you will not see in the New York Times. New York Times only runs polls that trash talk Biden right now for some bizarre reason, apparently having to do with their publisher being angry that Biden won't give him a sit-down interview. But in any case, this is a Navigator Research poll, and they asked, you know, how should the Biden administration deal with inflation? 58% said crack down on corporate price gouging on items like food and gas. 53% said crack down on the high cost of health care and prescription drugs. 45% said make it easier to buy or rent a home. So here, you've got some campaign issues, President Biden. You know, run with this stuff. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, that's the good news. These are all things that Democrats can do. And cracking down on, in another survey, blaming inflation on corporate greed, 85% of voters agreed with that. You know, the corporate greed played a role in inflation. And Donald Trump is vulnerable on this. 52% of voters say that Trump's most troubling position is his desire to give more tax cuts to the wealthy and big corporations. So, you know, hey, do it. 73% of persuadable voters said cracking down on corporate price gouging should be at the top of their list of concerns. Meanwhile, Michael Cohen, you know, the whole news thing yesterday or the day before yesterday was that was all just nonstop hysteria. Michael Cohen stole $20,000 from Donald Trump. Well, it turns out Michael Cohen is supposed to deliver a bag with $50,000 cash in it to Redfinch for work they did. What was that work and why was it paid in cash? Well, it was paid in cash because they didn't want anybody to know they'd done it. The work was for Redfinch to game an online poll showing that Donald Trump was more popular than he was. That he was one of history's most notable business leaders. How many of these online polls, or how many of these polls in general, is Donald Trump paying? I mean, this is just like when he showed up, you know, when he came down the escalator and he had this little crowd who applauded him. Yeah, yeah, we hate those migrants too. They were being paid $50 an hour to stand there. They were actors. Trump just makes things look real. And, I mean, this is what he learned, you know, from NBC doing Celebrity Apprentice or doing The Apprentice. Make it look like it's real, and there's enough people who will believe that it's real that you can get elected president. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media, and I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you.
For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Senate's expected to vote tomorrow for the second time in 3 months on a border security measure. It was negotiated by a group of senators, including Oklahoma Republican James Lankford, who now plans to vote no.
No one really seems to want to have serious conversation on it. At some point, we've got to be able to do the basics of what we can do. It's going to be a slimmed down bill. Whatever we can do, it'll be something slimmed down on the essentials. But no one seems to want to sit down and really be able to work it out right now.
Republicans blocked the bill the first time at the direction of former President Trump. New York City is enforcing a new rule which limits some adult asylum seekers to a month in a shelter before they must find a bed on their own. Officials say 4 people died, at least 35 were hurt in a tornado that devastated Greenfield, Iowa. The minutes of the Fed's latest meeting revealed officials think it'll take longer than previously thought for inflation to cool enough to reduce a key interest rate. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's a busy day of storm cleanup for many parts of the state. Severe weather hit just about every region of Wisconsin. Straight-line winds are responsible for most of that damage, but National Weather Service experts will investigate whether any tornadoes touched down. Before that storm system hit us, it moved through Iowa. Multiple people have died in the small town of Greenfield, south of Des Moines. And the cicadas have arrived. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they've gotten photos from someone in Lake Geneva showing the first time they've been seen this year. Even the DNR admits their mating calls can be deafening and annoying. Those are their words, not mine. They're expected to keep emerging in the southern portions of the state through June and won't show up again until 2041. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When it comes to memorable toilet scenes in movie history, Jeff Daniels stands, or sits, alone. Daniels, who starred in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey, looked back on his iconic bathroom scene, saying his agents didn't want him to do the film because of it, and thought it would ruin his career as a serious actor. Daniels was scared they might be right, but stayed the course because he wanted to work with Jim Carrey. Daniels says he spent over 2 hours on the toilet while filming and made so many faces he almost passed out. He told USA Today recently that Clint Eastwood pulled him aside at a charity golf outing in reference to the scene, saying that the same thing happened to him on a date after eating shellfish that didn't agree with him. Not sure if Clint understood Daniels was only pretending to have a blowout, but either way, Dumb and Dumber went on to make almost $250 million at the box office, and despite the fact that toilets were destroyed, Daniels' career was not. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly clear skies here in the overnight as our lows dip to the lower to middle 50s, a southwest breeze. On Thursday, sunny skies as highs top out in the mid-70s. Thursday night will be dry. Friday, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms. It's 57 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we welcome Jeff Timmer from the Lincoln Project in, looking at the day's headlines and also what's ahead for the Republican and Democratic state conventions. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What he took, you know, for the to rig the polls. And the mainstream is not reporting it at all.
Right.
And I just find that amazing. And I've done some research, but I guess I want to make this one point, that all the polling done is not to inform us, it's to influence us. It's a way to change the way we're thinking. People pay for the polls to be done, and they want to get a certain outcome. And a good reason we can see that is that all campaigns do their own internal polling, and they don't release it. And they do that to find out the actual true numbers so they know where they stand in the race. And they never release that for a variety of reasons. And that should be evidence enough that the polls that we do see are probably not accurate.
Yeah. I agree. Now, in this case, in the Red Finch case, this was an online poll. And so what they were paying Red Finch to do was to set up, you know, a couple thousand bots, each one having a different IP address, to ping the poll. You can't do that with, you know, Ipsos polls or New York Times polls and things like that. So I don't think that you can say this, therefore that, you know, quite so glibly. But if that's a word, but I do agree that I think that the reason that we can't take seriously the current polls is that when you ask Americans, for example, you know, who's responsible for the infrastructure bill that is now pouring money into American roads and highways and things like that, almost 40% of Americans say it was Donald Trump. People are just so uninformed, and that is a crisis in our media. I mean, that's an indictment of our media, that they are not.
But then they use, okay, go ahead. But then they use the polls to reinforce that. Is what I'm saying.
No, I get that. I don't think that. Well, yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I think that what the polls are doing is they're showing us the incompetence of the media itself. I mean, when the New York Times publishes a poll saying that Donald Trump is ahead of Joe Biden, you have to ask yourself, you know, why? And the reason why, obviously, is that people are getting, you know, bad information or basically no information. Our national media, I mean, you can see this any day of the week. Basically, they pick four or five stories every day that they consider to be the top stories. The more salacious, the better. And if they have the word Donald Trump in them, they, you know, at least one of them has to have the word Donald Trump, because that will always draw eyeballs. And I could tell you, Ziggy, from, you know, publishing my own newsletter, the Hartman Report, when I put Donald Trump in a headline, I actually get more readership. Now, that is not causing me to put Donald Trump in my headlines all the time. In fact, very rarely do I put Donald Trump in my headlines. But I can tell you from personal experience that it's a real thing. People, you know, I've used the metaphor before. You know, you're having a garden party, you know, an outdoor luncheon, and a poisonous snake comes slithering out of the grass, try to just pay attention to you know, the corn on the cob in front of you. Everybody's going to be looking at that snake. Well, that's the story with Donald Trump. I mean, here's this poisonous snake who is threatening to destroy this country and flip us into a fascist state, and people can't take their eyes away. And that's why, you know, Trump headlines and Trump stories do so well, and that's why the media is all Trump all the time. And that's why Americans, or one part of why Americans, have no idea about the accomplishments of Joe Biden, which is really, really hurting. And he's going to have to overcome that with a massive advertising effort, which will probably start in 2 or 3 months, you know, after Labor Day. When the fall campaign is really kicked off, although I think that they're already underway doing this. But
yes, I agree with what you're saying.
How is your story doing? Your store doing? Excuse me.
Stores, doing good. At nbribes.com, you can find, I got two different stores there, and I'm putting up new stuff all the time. And whenever I hear anything on the Tom Hartman program, I try to get it up there as quickly as I can. And so we're doing pretty good.
Great.
You know, I'm happy. I'm trying to make an impact so that way we win this year.
There you go.
Coming up.
That's marvelous.
That's all it's about, right, you know, winning.
So if you want bumper stickers or mugs or T-shirts or whatever, check out nbribes.com. All righty, Ziggy, thank you.
And if you got an idea or a suggestion, just send it to me. Okay?
Tom,
I appreciate that. Thanks for the plug.
You're welcome.
All right,
bye.
Take care.
Dynamo Dave in Duluth, Minnesota. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Richard Wolff, I think he's been a guest on your show a couple times, the economist. And you know, last week you were talking about protectionism regarding the Biden having that 100% tariff on Chinese cars.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Wolff was a guest on RJ Esko's show this past weekend, and he was saying that a result of doing a tariff like that is it winds up costing the American car buyer more money for electrical cars, because then all of a sudden these dealers can charge a bit more. And so I was thinking maybe you could have him as a guest and explain that. I'm not all familiar with, you know, how protectionism works and how that impacts,
you know, over the short term,
over
the short term he's right, over the long term he's completely wrong. What happens when, and we've seen this, I mean, you know, walk into a Walmart and look around at the products, and probably 90% of the products made in Walmart or sold in Walmart are made in China. It used to be that here in the United States we had clothing mills where we made clothing, where we made raw fabric, and then we sewed it into clothes, and it was a big business in the South and along the East Coast, South Carolina. In fact, in New York, I mean, the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire back in 15, I think. You know, that was, you know, a building that was devoted to sewing women's dresses. And so when we changed our trade policies in the early 1990s, and started allowing Chinese and other fabrics to come into the United States, it wiped out an entire industry. The Ladies Garment Workers Union, that used to do these ads back in the 50s and 60s, look for the union label. They're gone. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I'm guessing mm-hmm. the union's still around, but, you know, probably has 500 members. So what happens, and it's not just that, it's not just, you know, clothing, it's that with manufacturing refrigerators or manufacturing computers or manufacturing televisions or manufacturing pretty much anything you can buy in a Walmart or in a Best Buys, you know, has been wiped out by cheap imports. And when those cheap imports first came into the United States, yes, they saved American consumers money, but they also wiped out American workers. They destroyed good-paying manufacturing jobs. And that's what will happen if Chinese cars come in. China's got a car that they sell at retail for $10,000. It's like about the size of a Volkswagen, but it's an all-electric car. It's a nice little car, 10 grand. But if you were to manufacture that car in the United States, it would cost 20 grand because they're making it with essentially slave labor. And you know, so what the Biden administration is doing, and frankly what Donald Trump also suggested doing, is saying, you know, we're going to put 100% tariff on this car. You can still sell it in the United States if you want, but it's going to sell for 20 grand because that's what it would cost if it was made here. And we're doing that to keep an American industry in the United States. So, you know, I'm not a fan of these neoliberals who go around saying, oh, you know, we should just allow free trade. I'm a fan of Alexander Hamilton's American plan, which George Washington adopted in the 1790s. In fact, the average tariff on all goods coming into the United States from the George Washington administration up until really the 1940s was around 35%. We had tariffs on everything. There's 20. You can still look at it on the U.S. Department of Commerce's website. There's 22,000 tariff categories: rolled steel, flat steel, bar steel, pipe steel. You know, all these different things. Now all those tariffs now are like at 1%, 2%, or 0%. But they all used to be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60%. And that's why we made things in America. And when we eliminated those tariffs, which started in the mid-80s under Reagan and Bush, and then really went on steroids in the 90s when Clinton signed the NAFTA agreement, when we eliminated those tariffs, guess what happened? 15,000 factories shut down and 20 million American high-paid union jobs vanished. And those vanished union jobs, that gutting of the American workforce, is the thing that is driving the white rage. You know, Les Leopold just wrote a book about this. It's the thing that's driving the white rage that is the foundation of the Trump campaign. So, no, I think, you know, if you accurately characterize what Richard said, I strongly disagree for the reason I just laid out for you, and I can defend that. In fact, I wrote a book about it, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. You may want to read it. It just lays out the whole argument that I just gave you. Dave, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? You're right about J.D. Vance and these other Republicans being Putin's puppets. And when they say, you know, the U.S. can't afford to supply Ukraine with arms and ammo to defeat Putin, and we just let Putin win in Ukraine. I guess they don't realize that if Putin wins in Ukraine, he's going for Poland and the Baltic states, and that'll trigger Article 5 of the NATO treaty, and we'll have a major war in Europe.
Did you see what he did day before yesterday with regard to the Baltic states?
No, what was that? I missed that.
He just claimed that, you know, there's that little piece of Russia that is not contiguous with the rest of Russia, Kaliningrad.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. And Kaliningrad, yes, right.
And he just claimed that because Kaliningrad has a sea coast, you know, it's on the Baltics, that his territory, the Baltics, now extends through Latvia and Lithuania. Now, you know, he's claiming a big chunk of the Baltics. This is a very confrontational position that he's taken, and I think it's a preface to his actually going after the Baltic states.
Definitely, yeah, that's first on his list. And you talk about, you know, Stalinist dictatorships. Well, I can give you an example from family history, right? My grandparents' relatives, you know, African Germans, had lived in a little village in Hungary, and after World War One, it reverted to Serbian control. Mm-hmm. And most of them were exterminated in camps set up by Stalin and the Serbs after World War Two.
Wow, wow. What has, and,
you know,
and
a few of them survived, but most of them that stayed in the old country didn't make it.
Yeah, I got it. And now we've got a Republican Party that's all in favor of this kind of thing with this kind of dictator from Putin. What has happened to your party, George, or your former party? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't reckon. You know, like I say, my dad voted for I Like Ike and all that.
Me too.
And I don't understand what happened to him. They took a wrong turn somewhere, and they're continuing down that path.
Yeah, I think it's just a tragedy. It's just a flaming tragedy. George.
One more thing when you get a chance. That series, Gentlemen in Moscow, that was excellent. I watched that too, and that was really good.
Yeah, wasn't that? I kept it, you know, it shows the horrors, but it does it in a way that doesn't make you cringe, you know? It's just a beautiful, beautiful show. George, thank you for the call. Always nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never-gonna-happen-to-me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews has been that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste great. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And the new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, which is an important nutrient for heart health. Find out if you can get a free, or how, excuse me, how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to getsuperbeats.com and using that code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's getsuperbeats.com, code TOM, to get your free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and 15% off. Getsuperbeats.com, code TOM. And welcome back, Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, same thing about the polls. I would start by saying that you'd have to be pretty cynical, and I'm pretty cynical, but to believe that America has an even split between a president who's probably doing the best job of any president in 60 years and a criminal. And if this is what the polls say, I'll tell you why I think, just thinking about polling and numbers, why I think they're so far off. And I've always thought about the margin of error. First of all, a lot of these polls are 4.5% now, which means you can tell, or I can tell, precisely what how many respondents were in the poll.
So if it's plus or minus 4.5%, that means there's a potential 9% swing, right?
That's one, yes, a 9% span.
Right.
In other words, that could fly. You don't know where that number is within 9%.
Right. So if it says, Biden's or Trump is 51%, it could actually be that Trump is 42%.
Or 60, yeah. That's what happened. Frankly, that's what I think happened in Michigan a couple of years ago when they said that there was a dead heat between, what was her name, Governor Whitmer and Dixon, Tudor right. Dixon, sounded like a car, yeah. That.
Right.
And Whitmer just destroyed that opponent by 13 points.
Right, right. Actually, math was wrong. It wouldn't, 51% would go down to 51 minus 4.5, which is what, 46?
Well, that's if the 51% is in the middle.
Right, exactly. That's
okay, but it doesn't necessarily, we don't necessarily know where that is. But be that as it may, for instance, if they, let's just use 4% just to make it easier. You can tell how many respondents there were because the weight, it has to do with the margin of error has to do with the square root of the sample size. So if you just do this, the easy math is take 100, divide by the percent, which is 4, you get 25, then square that. 25 times 25 is 625 people. That's how many respondents there are if you tell me it's a 4% margin.
Right.
Now, look at it this way. That's been shown in statistics to be accurate whether you're polling 10,000 or 100,000 or a million or 10 million or 100 million. All you need is 625 to get a 4% margin of error. And the reason that works is that's presuming that what you're sampling is a homogeneously mixed. It's thoroughly mixed.
Right.
It doesn't matter. If you sample some cake batter for instance, barbecue rub that I like to buy, they sell it in 50-gallon drums. Every bit of it is the same. It's all great. Okay. I'm sorry. America is not homogeneously mixed politically.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, you think of it this way. The Democratic majority, which we have, exists only in 500 counties, and there are over 3,000 counties in America.
Right.
So how do you get a 4% poll, 625 people, if you polled one person in every county? That would be 3,000, over 3,000.
Right. You'd have a 4-to-1 ratio in favor of Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, Paul. Thank you for the statistics lesson, by the way. I appreciate that. Always learn something from you, Paul. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Michael Tomasky is going to drop by a new Republic magazine cover story on fascism. Yes, fascism. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, that's Friday Eve, to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're doing early grievances because we're only committing to Thursday at this point. See you on the radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.